This is Contrary to Fact, a fan fiction of Homer's Iliad, written by Wea Ostiense and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Achilles Patroclus, and contains grief and some major spoilers for the Iliad, also Latin. Summary. Tres viae quibus cogitant, si Patroclus vivere. Three ways in which people think if Patroclus were alive. Sententiae omnis acierum, acaecorum, etiam Agamemnonis, qui copae pars maior quibusquam est, edem sic incipiunt, etiam si non finiunt, si Patroclus viveret. Si Patroclus viveret, putat Ulixes, qui Nestorum secundum magis quicum Achaeorum sapientia praecedit et nullum dolo, fortasse furorum Achilles, qui dolore et culpae onere gravia primator retinere posse. Nunc magis magisque in dies Peleides, ut semi vivus vivit, et clarius solis radiis Ulixi nisi mox impetum faciant in Troiae Moenia. In Hectorum, ex hominibus infelicissimum, qui manibus Patroculum percutere ausus est, nescioquo dies surgent ut Achillem, amentem amici amissi amore, solum impetum in Troianus factum profectum esse, inventuros esse. Dehinde ferocissimo Archeorum mortuo, in perpetuum hic manebunt, gerentes bellum Menelaui dignitatis causa, et nulla acies vincet. Ita cogitat, stratis sedens et uxoris sua filiique ignotis suim reminiscans. Si Patroclus viveret, putat Thetis, mari mirens et fletua doadens. Ita Ulixes, agnoscit filium suum mox moritorum esse accipit. Principio cum primum oculus suis Patroclum aspexisset, illum et filium suum a parcis designatos esse scuerat. Animus duobus corporibus unus, ut neuter sine altero longum vivere tempus posit. Dites regno duos iterum iuncturus esse, potat. Sic sit. Modo paulum quomodo vita futura esset, si Patroclus viveret, quia medulis suis certe scit eum vixisse et operae pretium non est alio modo cogitare, quomodo futerum fuisset. Mota milia annorum vixit, et plus filio mortura vivet. Oleus mors parvi est. Si Patroclus viveret, cogitat Achilles, et nihil plus putare potest. Dolorius est, ut de nihilio cogitet. Pro doloribus dies cessatas menimit, cum Patroclo pugnant, cum Patroclo io captor, cum Patroclo copias suas ducit, cum Patroclo imi regni deum superat, Patroclum exfutator et amanter complectitor, amantis nomen angelans. Diem quo Patroclo iterum, se juncturum esse expectat. Fabula reddita ad linguam Anglicam, a translation. The thoughts of every man in the Achaean troops, even of Agamemnon, who has a greater share of the fault than anyone else, begin in this same way, even if they do not end in the same way. If Patroclus were alive. If Patroclus were alive, Odysseus thinks. Odysseus, who, following Nestor, excels more than any of the Greeks in wisdom, and following no one in craftiness, thinks in this manner. Perhaps the rage of Achilles, who was weighed down by grief and by the heavy weight of his shame, could be held in check. Now, more and more every day, the son of Peleus lives as one who is half dead, and to Odysseus, it is clearer than the rays of the sun that if they don't soon make an attack against the walls of Troy, against Hector, the most ill-fated among men, who dared to strike a hand against Patroclus. On some days, he doesn't know which, they will wake to find that Achilles, driven insane by the love of his dead friend, has set out alone to bring battle against the Trojans. Then, after the fiercest of the Argives has died, they will stay here forever, fighting a war for the sake of Menelaus' honor, and neither side will be victorious. He thinks in this way, sitting on his bed, and remembering his wife and his unknown son. If Patroclus were alive, thinks Thetis, while she grieves in the sea and adds to the salt water with her weeping. Like Odysseus, she recognizes that her son will die soon, and she accepts that. From the beginning, when she had first glanced upon Patroclus with her eyes, she had known that he and her son had been marked by the fates. One soul in two bodies, so that neither one of the two can live for a long time without the other. The two shall be joined again in the kingdom of Hades, she thinks, as it should be. She only thinks a little about how life would be if Patroclus were alive, because in the marrows of her bones she knows for a certainty that he has died, and that it is of little value to think in any other fashion how it would have been. Thetis has lived for many thousands of years, and after her son is dead, she will live for many thousands more. The death of one man is of small importance. If Patroclus were alive, thinks Achilles, and he cannot think of anything more. It is too grievous, so he thinks about nothing. Instead of his sorrows, he remembers bygone days. He fights with Patroclus. He jokes with Patroclus. He leads his troops with Patroclus, and with Patroclus, he conquers the god of the infernal kingdom. He makes love to Patroclus and embraces him lovingly, gasping the name of his beloved. Achilles awaits the day when he will be joined again with Patroclus. The end. Reader's note. This podfic was recorded for the podfic in a language other than English square of my podfic bingo card. I haven't actually spoken Latin in any capacity outside of the occasional Christmas carol in over 6 years, so please forgive any, major grievous errors. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.